Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. What stimulates your taste buds? Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's advanced program. I'm Linda, your host. Today is September 18th, and we are starting our food article of the month. The title of this article is Vital Vinegar. And I'm excited. I'm always excited to talk about food. And today with me is Peter to help me talk about food.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Linda. Good to be here.
Okay. So usually I'm doing the food articles with another foodie. But would you consider yourself a foodie?
I wouldn't consider myself a foodie. I like food. I like different kinds of food, particularly since I've come to the island here and have tried a lot more foods. But I'm still not the kind of person who will post on Facebook what I had for dinner. Or I did do that once with a particularly good dessert I had. But I'm maybe halfway to a foodie.
Okay. I mean, I don't really like that term foodie. I would say I'm a person that really appreciates food. Mm-hmm. And I like taking pictures of food because I think food is beautiful. Like the presentation, it's art. I mean, chefs, that is their art that they are presenting. So I take pictures because it's beautiful. It's artistic. Not because I want to share with everyone what I eat necessarily, but because I want to share the art of the presentation of the food and just how beautiful it is. So in my question in the intro or the title opener, I asked what stimulates your taste buds. And the topic today is vinegar. And vinegar is a very stimulating taste. It's sour. It's made up of acetic acid. And it is something I didn't really have an appreciation for when I was younger. And that is something I just want to touch on right now, like how our taste buds change over time, versus what we like or didn't like as kids is different when we become adults or as we get older. It changes over time. Have you found that to be the case?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Even with vinegar itself, just a couple of weeks ago, in fact, I went out to a restaurant with my wife's family, and we were all, in addition to the food we ordered, we were all given a little shot glass of vinegar or of some kind of vinegar drink, which I was told was just vinegar. And I'd had vinegar on a salad, that was about it, or mixed in with cooking, but I'd never just drunk it as a drink. But it was actually pretty tasty, I have to admit. In a way I can't imagine myself enjoying as a child. As a child, I would just think, oh, this is bitter, this is sour, it tastes like soap or something. As a child, it's like, to your point, you know, I think definitely our taste buds mature. As a child, you know, we just want sweet, 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 and that's why parents always have to watch out. I'm in a candy that their children mm-hmm. get.
Yeah. As children, we're more sensitive to certain tastes or flavors. And there, of course, we want the sweet stuff. But as a kid, I think we're really sensitive to bitter, sour, or spicy. So those things, we tend to not like. Kids in general don't want to eat things that are very sour or spicy or bitter. But I like those things now. And I guess that's just my taste buds maturing. But I can appreciate the sour taste, the bitter taste, the spicy tastes now. And vinegar was definitely something I did not like as a kid. I remember salt and vinegar chips I was just disgusted. Like, how can people eat that? There's nothing appealing about that. It's just so sour. And, you know, you make the sour face when you eat something or taste something very sour. I just did not see the appeal of that at all. But then as an adult, I tried salt and vinegar chips again. I'd never tried it over time because I, you know, from childhood of the memories, I didn't like it. But I tasted it as an adult and I was like, wow, this is really good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, so it really shows you that our taste can change. Something else I didn't like very much as a kid was cilantro. Now I love it. Like that is a flavor that's used in so many different things. Like it's the really popular, one of the really popular flavors. So you have cilantro chips that are super popular, cilantro flavored popcorn, whatever. Mm, yeah. Mm. So I can appreciate a lot more. And our listeners probably have similar stories, things they didn't like before, but they like it now. And vinegar might be one of them. But vinegar has a lot of health benefits as well. So there are a lot of good reasons to drink or to eat vinegar-flavored foods. And we will explore that today. Vinegar, particularly in Filipino cuisine. So let's hear our first reading now.
Vital vinegar, an integral ingredient in Filipino cuisine. Elected ingredient of the year by the New York Times, vinegar can have many uses and personalities far beyond its generic role in a salad dressing. Some bartenders are throwing it into mocktails. There are folks who use raw vinegar for its supposed health benefits. It can even be lightly sprayed onto cookies. Long before its current moment in the spotlight, Filipinos used vinegar as an integral element in their cooking. But Chef Rafael Vencio, who was born in Quezon City in the Philippines, points out that Filipinos use a variety of sources to get that acidic hit. Filipinos have a deep love for three main flavor profiles, particularly sweet, salty, and sour, said Vencio, who opened his Filipino restaurant, Amboy, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Sour is just ingrained in our palate.
So what do we learn about vinegar from our first sentence?
Right. Well, we learned that it has been honored as the ingredient of the year, or elected is the word used in the article, by the New York Times. The New York Times, our paper of record, so-called, has determined that vinegar is the ingredient of the year and that it has many uses and personalities. Interesting choice of words by our author. Many uses and personalities far beyond its generic role in a salad dressing. Generic, a good term to use, a good term to know, just means the standard type of something.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that in the beginning, you thought of vinegar as putting on a salad, right?
Yeah.
Not drinking.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Actually, vinegar is very versatile. And
that was the only personality of vinegar I knew, was a salad dressing.
Right. But actually, vinegar drinks have been very popular. A lot of shops around where we live have opened up that sell specifically vinegar drinks. And yeah, they are very tasty. So we also learn about other drinks that are being made by bartenders. Mocktails. They're making mocktails with vinegar. And what's a mocktail?
Yeah, a mocktail, clever little name, from the word cocktail, of course, which is a mixed alcoholic drink. A mocktail is a mixed drink that does not contain alcohol. So it is sort of mocking the cocktail, a mocktail. It's making fun of the cocktail by taking out the alcohol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you don't drink alcohol, you can get a cocktail that doesn't have alcohol, which is a mocktail. And there are also people who are using raw vinegar for its supposed health benefits. And there are actually a lot of supposed health benefits to ingesting vinegar.
Do we know how supposed they are?
Well, I don't know about the research, but people will swear by them. And there definitely is research done on it that shows that vinegar is beneficial in heart health because there's antioxidants in it. It can help with diabetes management, in regulating blood sugar, even weight management, because it helps you to feel full sooner. So it promotes
satiation?
Yes. The feeling of being full, that you're satiated sooner. So you stop eating, you don't eat as much. And also, it's good in digestion. It's good for gut health. So these are all benefits of vinegar. And in addition to that, I mean, we learned from the first sentence, there are many uses. So it can be used for health benefits. It can be used in culinary aspirations, in drinks, in cooking. It can also be used in cleaning. I like using vinegar because it's a natural substance for cleaning around the house. It's a good disinfectant, just a good general cleaner, and it's natural. That's what I really like about it.
We have a dog, my wife and I, and she does occasionally not do her business outdoors. And in the past, when she does her business like on our rug, we have used, I didn't think of it until now, we have used vinegar, a combination of vinegar and soap to get the stain out. Yeah. And it really works.
It really works. And it's gentle enough that it's not going to take the color out of your carpet or your rug or whatever fabric. So it's very, very useful.
Yeah.
So we go on to see here, long before its current moment in the spotlight. If something is in the spotlight, that just means it's receiving a lot of attention. It's a focus is put on it. Filipinos have used vinegar as an integral element in their cooking. So Filipinos have been onto vinegar for a long time. And what do we learn from the chef mentioned here?
Right. Chef Rafael Vencio from the Philippines points out that Filipinos use a variety of sources to get that acidic hit. To get a hit of something means to experience it, to get the pleasure of it, to get the benefit of it, the stimulation of it. And in this case, it's an acidic hit because, like Linda mentioned, vinegar is an acid. Is it not?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And using this term hit, it's something that you desire, that you really need. Often before it's used like in addiction, that a drug addict needs to get a hit, like they have to get their injection of whatever drug. But here we're talking about food. Like you really, like Filipinos, it's so in their culture that they long for this sour, acidic taste, that they need to get this acidic hit. They need to satisfy it. So Filipinos have a deep love for three main flavor profiles. What are those?
Right. Well, just to be clear, a flavor profile. A profile is a picture of someone looking to the side instead of looking directly at the camera or at the painter. Profile is to the side. And a flavor profile just basically means a description of the flavor of something. And that's made up of how it tastes, how it smells, and how it feels in the mouth, whether it's hot or cold, what kind of texture, rough, soft. These three elements go into making up a flavor profile. And Chef Vencio says that Filipinos particularly like a flavor profile that is sweet, salty, or sour.
Yeah. So those are the flavors that they crave, that they long for. And we learned that Chef Vencio, he opened up a Filipino restaurant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called Amboy. And I'm sure that's short for American Boy.
Yes.
Because he is from the Philippines. He's and immigrated to Pennsylvania. So what does he say? What is this quote from him?
Right. He has a nice quote summing up this idea of Filipinos' flavor preferences. Sour, the flavor, the taste of sour, is just ingrained in our palate. So two good words there, ingrained. Something that is ingrained is firmly established. Almost an essential part of someone or something in terms of their tastes, in terms of their behavior. In this case, you know, their food preferences.
And it's very hard to change.
And therefore difficult to change. Yeah, it's something that is ingrained. The word will be used to also describe how difficult it would be to change that thing. And palate, simply meaning the sense of taste. Mm-hmm. And particularly our ability to enjoy or to judge food. We might say of the food critic that he has a very sensitive palate. He can distinguish between something that's good and something that's really good and something that's really, really good because his palate, his sense of taste, is so refined.
Right. And I was saying in the intro that our sense of taste changes over time from when we're kids to adults. Can say our palate changes.
Yes.
You have a different palate when you are a kid versus when you are adult, right? Because you're sensitive to certain flavors or preferences for certain flavors and tastes. Okay, great. So we will continue this discussion, but let's hear our second reading now.
A love of acidity. Filipinos use not only vinegars from different sources, but also underripe fruits such as tamarind to add acidity. Some will make their own condiments to add to foods, Bencio said, usually using some type of vinegar. Filipino vinegar can be made from cane, coconut, or palm. The type employed depends largely on regional custom and personal taste. Spanish colonizers expanded the Philippines' indigenous sugarcane plantations, and sugarcane remains an economically significant crop in the country. Cane vinegar is the most common type used. For their condiment or dipping sauce called suka sasawan, Filipinos up the acid ante by adding the native citrus fruit calamansi, also known as a Philippine lemon or lime. Fish sauce, soy sauce, garlic, peppercorns, onion, and chilies are also common components. Essentially, what we do is we're compounding acidity, Vencio said. That's how we make the sour flavor profile more robust and more complex. The original fusion cuisine. Kimberly Ashley Haw of Kimberly Ashley & Co. Catering calls Filipino cooking the original fusion cuisine because it integrates influences from Chinese, Spanish, Indo-Malay, and American cultures. However, adobo, considered the unofficial Filipino national dish, is uniquely Filipino and has indigenous roots.
So we've established that this taste or flavor of sour is essential in the Filipino palate. They need that in their food. So we learn more about the Filipinos' use of vinegars. And where does their vinegar come from?
Right. Their vinegar comes from different sources, but also, we read here, underripe fruits, meaning fruits that are not quite ripe yet, such as tamarind. And this is to add acidity. So it gives you a sense that Filipinos like their vinegar really acidic because it is an acid to begin with, but that they will often add other sources of acidity to it to make it even more acidic.
Right. And tamarind is, it's a tree, but it produces this fruit that's in a pod, so like a big pea pod. And so you have these, you open it and you have these seeds inside and this substance that's kind of sticky, but it's sweet and sour. Mm. And I remember as a kid, we would have tamarind candy and it was so sour, but it was sweet. So I did like to eat it because of the sweet part, but the sour part would just, I could only lick it. I wouldn't be able to eat the whole thing in one go because it was just so sour. But that is how I know tamarind from the candy. But here we're learning that Filipinos use it to add to the acidity of the dish or to make it more acidic and for that sour taste, that sweet and sour taste, because they also like the sweet taste. We learned the three main flavor profiles that they particularly like. Okay, so actually there are a lot of sources for vinegar. Basically, any carbohydrate or carb that has sugar in it. So you can make vinegar from grains, from fruit, from barley, rice. There's apple cider vinegar that we get from apples or fermented apples. And it's made through this two-step fermentation process. So that's converting. The first step is converting the sugars to alcohol. And then the second step is the alcohol being converted to vinegar. And that's how we get vinegar. So basically, you can use a lot of different grains and fruits to create vinegar. But the Filipino vinegar is mainly made from cane, coconut, or palm. And of course, depending on the source, like the taste, that will affect also the type of vinegar that is produced from these fruits, like the coconut or sugar cane or the palm tree. And it also depends largely on what?
Also depends largely on regional custom and personal taste. Regional meaning a particular region of a country and how the customs and the tastes, sometimes even the values, will be different in that region than they are in another region. Obviously, it depends on the size of the country, but also on personal taste. And in fact, there's a line just in the previous paragraph there where it says that some Filipinos will make their own condiments to add to foods, usually using some type of vinegar, a condiment, simply a powder or a liquid such as salt or ketchup that you use to give a special taste, a special power maybe to the food that you're eating. So
yeah,
there are all kinds of ways to make vinegar because there are all kinds of personal tastes for vinegar.
Yeah, and you personalize your food with the condiments that you use.
Right.
That's what adds to the flavor of the dish. So if you want it saltier, you'll add salt or maybe fish sauce or soy sauce. And I think the staple American condiments are ketchup and mustard.
Pretty much, yeah.
That we put on hot dogs. But there's so many different condiments. There's like a whole like slew of condiments that we use, like mayo, relish, hot sauce if you want it spicier, which a lot of people do. You got to add your hot sauce or pepper, but so many.
Would seeds be considered a condiment? Like pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds?
I don't know if it's a condiment because here we've kind of defined it as a powder or a liquid.
Yeah.
I would say that's an addition that does enhance the flavor, but maybe not a condiment per se.
Yeah.
I tend to think of condiments as sauces. One condiment that I recently have discovered that I really, really like is aioli sauce. And it's made from mainly the main ingredients are garlic and olive oil that are somehow, they are emulsified to make this very delicious sauce. And usually you eat it with fries, but it's so good. Anyway.
What does emulsified mean?
The way it is mixed together.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried aioli sauce, I highly recommend it. But again, it will be different depending on where you get it from.
Right.
But it's really good. Okay, so moving on, we learn about the Spanish colonizers. The Philippines were colonized by Spain, and Spain ruled for about 300 years. So the influence of Spain is very strong on Filipino culture. So the colonizers expanded the Philippines' indigenous sugarcane plantations, and sugarcane remains an economically significant crop in the country. So that's where we get cane vinegar. So cane vinegar is the most common type of vinegar used in the Philippines. And I'm not going to make you say it, but the condiment or the dipping sauce they use is suka sawasan. All right, so what does this do?
Right. The suka sawasan ups the acid ante, and that's a nice phrase there, to up the ante of something or to raise the ante, just means to increase the level of it, often implying that risks have also been increased or demands have also been increased. Ante, a word from poker, from card playing. When you have a poker game, if you're betting money on the game, you begin, before anyone gets their cards, by putting in a small amount of money into the pot in the center of the table, and that's the ante, and that basically allows you to play in the round and to bet and so on and so forth. So to up the ante, automatically, you know, if that amount you have to put in at the beginning is increased, if it's upped, then automatically the stakes also have risen. The amount of money you could win has risen.
I mean, I don't know how much risk or stakes there is increasing the level of the acid in by adding more vinegar, but it is taking it to the next level.
Right. Well, I can imagine something being too sour.
But that's how they like it. They want that.
Yeah.
So they also can get it from this citrus fruit that's native to the Philippines, calamansi. So it's their lemon or lime. Also get it from fish or, yeah, other things or common components are fish sauce, soy sauce, garlic, peppercorns, onions, and chilies. So essentially what they're doing is compounding the acidity. So they are intensifying, making the acidity stronger. And that's how they make the sour flavor profile more robust and more complex. So they're making it more robust, they're making it stronger by compounding the acidity. Okay, we hear from Kimberly Ashley Haw, and what does she say?
Right, she has this good quote about Filipino cooking, the original fusion cuisine. Fusion cuisine is a cuisine that draws from more than one culture and sort of brings the elements, the flavors together in a way that they would not ordinarily come together because they're usually just isolated in their particular cultures, like Western food and Asian food. If you go to a restaurant that serves fusion cuisine, it's going to be like sushi with hamburger. That's a simple example, but that's just the basic idea of fusion cuisine.
I question that fusion, though.
Yes, no, I would question it, too, if I saw it on a menu. That's just to get across the idea of fusion cuisine.
Yeah, and when you do fusion cuisine, you want, although they are from different cultures, they should complement one another.
Yes.
They can't be so vastly different that,
right,
yeah.
Right. It shouldn't just be a gimmick. It should be a good combination for the sake of making a tasty food.
Yeah. And so we see the different influences that went into Filipino cuisine. Like you have the Chinese influence, Spanish, which are the colonizers, Indo-Malay and American cultures. And we will learn about the unofficial Filipino national dish more tomorrow, but it is adobo. And it's uniquely Filipino. And we will learn why next time. So please tune in to tomorrow's broadcast, tomorrow's program. For now, I'm Linda.
I'm Peter.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.